So what are you, when you're coming to this conference, what are your goals? What do you want to learn here? What specific things are you looking for?
Well, we're always looking for ways to grow, and it's a climate that growth is very difficult. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so you come here to not only hear from others, but also sit down with your own colleagues in a way that you don't have back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have a whole group of friends over there, colleagues over there. You guys are, you've been over there for about a half hour now talking about all sorts of cool stuff. So,
well, mostly it's a very serious conversation about the credit union, because we have been trying to grow various ways, as others are, mm-hmm. and we've been just coming up with a few ideas. Yeah.
Is there anything specific that you guys want to look for here, or even in your conversation, that can benefit your credit union, not only the rest of this year, but going into 2017?
Well, it's what appears to be the case is that everybody's having the same kind of trouble that we're having, which is growth. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that the climate, the political climate that's changing rapidly, mm-hmm. will have some impact on regulation, and that the reduction of the regulations for banks and credit unions will help us reduce costs, mm-hmm. and improve the bottom line.
Mm-hmm. That's a question that I'm at. That's kind of my wrap-up question, is like getting your crystal ball out, and how do you see 2017 shaping up, especially with the whole political climate changing so much?
Yeah, it is.
Is there anything that you see coming down the turnpike that we should be aware of, or just kind of be on our guard?
Well, I think that we're not at all clear about what's going to happen with regulation. We hear a lot of talk, but you know how it is with the government. Oh, by the time they actually do something, it gets to be a lot different than what they plan on doing. But our credit union is going through also the oil slump, because Bakersfield, Kern County, has a lot of oil. Mm-hmm. And that has hurt our economy considerably. Mm-hmm. And I think that frankly, if oil went back to $75 a barrel, it'd be better than the regulation reduction, because people would have more money and they could buy things that they aren't buying them now. Mm-hmm. But today I think I saw something in the paper about the fact that the millennials aren't going to want cars. Well, you know, a lot of our business is car loans, and so that's a concern.
I'm not sure. I'm not so sure about that one. I think people are going to like their cars for a while.
Well, that's, I hope you're right.
Whether they're self-driving or not, I think we're going to like our cars for a while.
Well, cars are important to the credit union, mm-hmm. because we loan a lot of money on the basis of cars.
Yeah.
And so that's an important matter. Okay. And, you know, mainly conferences like this are a way of sharing ideas. But when you've been around for as long as I have, and some of my colleagues as well, mm-hmm. we've been around doing this a long time, it's hard to come up with an idea that we haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. But it is good to get away. We all love Hawaii, of course, but it's good to get away and bounce around with other people. We met some people from Seattle this morning, mm-hmm. at a conference. It was a sharing thing. And it was nice to talk to them.
Yeah.
You know, same problems, but different people.
Different area. Yeah,
different
yeah.
people. Yeah. So you get to feel better about
that. Yeah, but it's cool. You get the different perspectives as well. So you can kind of take that.
Or the same perspective. And you feel like you're same in the same mm-hmm. boat anyway, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's good.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. Anything else to wrap up? I appreciate your time. I know you're over there hanging out with your cohorts over there, so
well,
thank you.
Our issue is that we're called, you know, we're Kern Schools Federal Credit Union, mm-hmm. but we're a community-based credit union. Mm-hmm. And what we were talking about over there is how we should change our marketing program so that we have the teachers and the school employees. We need to get the other people who are reluctant to join a school's mm-hmm. credit union mm-hmm. when they're not school members.
Is that the rub right there? Is that the hurdle? Because they think it's school?
We think that we need to do more to, we don't need to preach to the schools.
Right.
They're
right.
The choir.
Right.
We need to pace to the practitioners out there. So.
Well, that sounds like a fun project for 2017.
It certainly is.
Maybe a name change in there or something?
Well,
or
we're
a little
afraid,
marketing plan?
We're afraid of name changes,
okay.
because you never know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
But the concept of doing more to promote community membership is could really make a difference to us. Oh. We're already the largest financial organization in our county.
Oh, good.
So we don't have the problem that some have. Mm-hmm. But there was a time when we had 160,000 members, and we have 120 now.
I got to get that back up there.
Yeah, that's what we want to do.
All right. Well, good luck to you in 2017. Maybe we'll check back and see how you guys are doing halfway through. So you're back up to 160.
Thank you very much.
Jim, thank you so much.